I mean, even though we stand alone, we stand together.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare for landing. Fasten your seatbelts. Thank you for flying Air Force Airlines. Over me. Call me the captain.
Just Blaze.
They say a family that plays together stays together. And one that walks apart just falls apart. So together we stand, divided we fall. United we form Voltron and take on all. Let's move, yes.
What's up, Raider Nation? This is Chris from Raider Nation, the blog, here with your podcast on a Wednesday evening. The date, unknown. I've been working all week. I have no idea what today is. All I know is it's one day closer to the weekend. Not much news in the Raider Nation this week. Just kidding. Big news, D'Angelo Hall is coming. The deal should be done soon. Al wants it done. Hall is here. Was picked up by Willie Brown at the airport. Reporter Jason Jones at the Sacramento Bee was at the Oakland airport to see it happen. He is in town, and he is here. So that's the big news, and what does that mean for our team? Well, it means that we have another big-time cornerback on the other side of Asamoah, and we also means that one of the two cornerbacks we had playing opposite Asamoah will be gone. I think the speculation is that it's going to be Fabian Washington. He lost his starting job. He's lost confidence. He got arrested. I think all the cards are not in his favor. Rout, on the other hand, he proved that he can hold his own on the other side, and he could step in for a starter if the scenario ever came to be where we needed him to step in and play. He's more comfortable on the outside, not as comfortable on the inside. We might have to work with him a little bit there, but I think that ultimately he'll be the one we keep, and he's the better one to keep. Hopefully we can trade Washington and get some more picks. We only have four picks, first-round pick, fourth-round pick, two seventh-round picks. That's pretty pathetic. We need to trade him for some more picks, add some depth and some youth to these veterans we've been signing this offseason. Great job by the Raiders to do this. They spent a lot of money, but it's a good move. Other than that, we're still waiting for the draft to come to fruition. We've got quite a bit of time remaining till that draft. Over a month still to go with, I think, 38 days, I believe it is, to left to go. 37 days maybe by the time you guys hear this on Thursday. So what are we looking at for the draft? Well, man, who knows at this point? All I know is we're going to get a quality player. We're going to get a Chris Long. We're going to get a Vernon Golston. Or we're going to get a McFadden. There's a lot of McFadden fans out there. There's some people that think Golston's better. Some people think that Chris Long would be the ideal pick if he would fall, but probably won't. And there's really no way of knowing, guys. And we'll probably argue till we're blue in the face about what's best for this team. But when it's all said and done, we're going to have a quality player, we're going to have an impactful player, and we're going to have a player that's going to help this team back to the Super Bowl. That said, how close are we to that Super Bowl, really? Kiffin is on record as saying that teams make their biggest jump in the second year usually. This is our second year with a new head coach, if Kiffin stays, and I think he's going to. I really do think that he's going to stay. I think he would have left by now if he wanted to leave. I think Davis would have fired him by now if Davis didn't want him. I think the conflict was purely that Davis said, I'm going to take care of this offseason, and he sure has, and he sure surprised us, and it's been a pleasant offseason for the Raiders. That said, I don't really have anything else, any other news for you, Raider Nation, other than the fact that all these signings are probably going to put a pretty big cap crunch on us this year and also probably in the future couple of years. And that don't be surprised if this is a really busy offseason followed by a couple off seasons where we don't do very much. But if we're getting better and we're getting good and we're in the playoffs, then I don't think anybody's going to have too much trouble accepting that fact. But that's it for this Wednesday evening, guys. Please check out the blog at RaiderNationStation.blogspot.com. Check out the forum. There's links there. Send me an email with any thoughts you might have or leave a comment on the blog. I'll be sure to respond to those. Also, if you are an artist of any kind, whether graphical, musical, whatever, love to talk to you. We can put your music on the podcast. We can put your art on the blog. And it would really be a cool way to incorporate the whole Raider Nation and get me some art, get you some exposure, get me some music for the podcast. It'd be great. This is Chris signing off. And all by myself, I made a fallback. What would you call that? Or if I'm a ball cat, the kind that get the crowd up and make them all clap. And when I dish the rock, I get the ball back. Cause I'm the go-to man. And when I go to slam, they say you saw that or that. So you mean I need a Bentley Benz or a Lexus? And be able to hold heat ambidextrous. And blow a hole in someone's solar plexus. Cause murder is infectious. And get my flex on. In order for me to get my respect on, and wearing Kevlar for my protection. But let me ask a question: what if I am the resurrection?